This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Think about God's joy. What can cloud it? What can quench it? Is God ever in a bad mood because of a bad weather? Does God get ruffled over long lines or traffic jams? Does God ever refuse to rotate the earth because his feelings are hurt? No, he is a joy which consequences cannot quench. He is a peace which circumstances cannot steal. Look around you. What is stealing your joy? What is taking away your peace? God is love. God is full of joy. Whenever you are down, turn to him. Joy, peace is what he would offer to you. Look up to him, because the things around you might not always be the way they should be. But when you look to God, he is always the way he is the same. He never changes. Joy overflows from him. So look up to God. God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabille.
Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the third part of the discussion on the topic, food.
Hello, our dear listeners. You are welcome once again to a Healthy You. Once again, you are welcome. Today, we are going to look at the topic, food. We've looked at the sources of food, and if you can help me identify which one would you recommend as the best source. And looking at the original diet given to man. Yeah.
Question. I'll go for that. Okay. Original diet given to man from the Garden of Eden. I haven't read any record that states that Adam or Eve killed an animal to eat. However, the trees, the fruits, the vegetables were available for their consumption. So I would say that the original plan for humans or for man to eat is through plant products. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mr. Costa, you have anything to add to that? Is it true?
Yeah, I think we can confirm that in Genesis. And the interesting thing too is that the diet that was given to man was not supposed to be heated.
Mm-hmm.
As I understand from the Bible, it looks like he just said you could eat from the fruits of the trees and everything. It's very fascinating.
It was nothing like cook and eat.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. And now man is the only species that happens to add heat to his food before he can consume it. Well, I think maybe somebody will help us with that explanation better. I tend to think about it more.
Mm.
But that is all from the Garden of Eden. Original diet was plants.
Raw plants and fruits.
Yeah, fruits.
Okay. Doctor, you have something to say?
I would like to see this from the scientific view.
Okay.
I think we've done the book of Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, yet to finish with Revelation.
But I would like to look at it from the scientific point of view. For, there's been a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the tract, our digestive system,
mm-hmm.
and how our intestines and everything is arranged and how they've been formed. A lot of researchers have come to the conclusion that our intestines or our digestive system was actually made to contain plant diet.
Okay.
I can't actually go into the details that maybe the way this one is shaped or anything, but the conclusion that came out of it was our intestines or our digestive system was actually made to take care of plant diet.
Okay.
So when we add on anything apart from the plant diet, it kind of puts some stress on the digestive system because that is not what it was made originally for.
When you look at Leviticus chapter 11, I think it gives us a list of animals that we can eat and animals that we cannot eat. So goes on to talk about birds that we can eat and birds that we cannot eat. So, Doc, if you are saying that God, who created us, actually created our digestive systems for plant-based meal, and the same God said we can eat animals, birds, and all that, then what happened? How come that if our systems were not made for animal consumption, now they are being permitted to eat animals?
I hope you're not asking me to answer for God. That was just by the way. I think from the biblical perspective, the man came to a point where that had to be allowed in the diet.
Okay.
I can't sit here to tell the mind of God why he purposely allowed us to. I think God is very interesting. He also looks at the pros and the cons and the benefits and the disadvantages, the merits and the demerits. So
the good and the bad.
The good and the bad. So I believe in his own wisdom, he opened that door for us, having carefully weighed the benefits from the disadvantages. So he allowed that. As I said, he said it's originally the intestines are originally built or made for plant food, but it can take animal food as well. I think that point should be made. It can take, so it's like an engine which is supposed to be, I don't think there's anything like that, but supposed to take petrol and diesel. I don't think there's anything like that. But that is how our tummies are. But maybe the manufacturer can say that if you can get petrol, then the machine will be able to function properly. However, if you get diesel too, it will be able to take you through
to some point.
But who knows? Maybe when you are about 2/3 into your journey, it could give you some problems.
So let's rather say maybe gas and petrol, because I've seen instances where
gas and petrol,
people even fix cylinders at the boots.
So the engine is
made for petrol. But in case of emergency,
you can use gas.
Be used to power it.
So that is how our system was. So I think God, in his own wisdom, opened that opportunity for us.
The best reasons that he
has. Yes.
Kwesi.
I think that God's original plan for man was a little distorted by sin. After man sinned, God's perfect will for man had to be modified a little bit for his perfect will to turn into his permissive will. Now, there was so much sin in the land that there had to be a great flood. After the flood, the only food, quote unquote, left was only animal food, because there was a flood and it had swept out every form and shape of plant or vegetation. Mm-hmm. So,
and there was no garden in the ark.
Exactly. and God, out of his love, provided a way for us to survive. He created us to be eaten. And just because his original plan for us was to eat plants, and now we don't have plants to eat, mm-hmm. He is God, and he's able to modulate the whole plan for us. And so he permitted us to eat certain animals.
Oh, okay. We thank you so much for doing the listening. We believe that you've learned so much from this. We have been talking about food, and I've been doing this discussion with Dr. Eric Diadanso. He is the medical doctor for Valley View University Clinic. And we also have had with us Kwesi Intim, who is a graduate in health science and radiology. And then we also have Mr. Kosa Yao Abeyie, who is a lecturer at the nursing department of Valley View University. I have been your moderator, Bell Dolabio.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic, food. A continuation will be brought to you later. For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of hope.
Our God, the mighty God, my Adonai, our King, He's given all that He can give. He's given everything, even His Son. So
Greetings, friends, in the name of our soon coming Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe that you are doing fine by His grace. My presentation this day is captioned, "The Lion Chases." I am your servant, Pastor Isaac Apple. Shall we pray? Divine Father, we thank you for a moment like this where we get to hear a word. We ask that you come and give us your wisdom that we may understand the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 20. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 20. "And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow." When I read the above scripture, I simply said to myself, this man was ghastly. To most of us, when the image of a man eating beasts like a lion travels through the optic nerve and registers in the brain, there is a general one message, and that is, run as fast as you can. Many people will normally run away from a lion, but not lion chasers. Lion chasers are a different breed of people. They don't see five-pound problems. When opportunities roar, they grab life by the horn. I want us to observe some few things here before we continue, friends. A fully grown lion weighs up to about 500 pounds, that is about 225 kilos, and can run up to 35 meters per hour, that is about 55 kilometers per hour. Their vision is five times better than a human. So it means that the lion that Benaiah faced had a huge advantage in that dimly pit. And what makes it even more serious is that Benaiah fought the lion when it was snowing, meaning that the pit was slippery. A footed lion with a cat-like reflexes gains the upper paw in a snowy, slippery condition. Doesn't it seem like Benaiah is choosing his battles poorly? It is too risky, you may say. It is too unpredictable. It is very dangerous. But the scripture doesn't say that Benaiah was a prudent warrior. It says he was a valiant warrior. Lion chasers don't try to avoid situations when the odds are against them. Lion chasers, in fact, know the impossible or sets the stage for amazing miracles to take place. Lion chasers put all their trust in God and so do not consider the odds against them. Not only did Benaiah get a job as David's chief bodyguard, he climbed up all the way to the military chain of the command to become a commander of Israel's army. Benaiah was the second most powerful person in the kingdom of Israel, but his genealogy of success can be traced all the way back to a life and death encounter with a man-eating lion. It was a fight or flight, and Benaiah had a gut to change the lion. Friend, God needs more people with the spirit of Benaiah, men who are not afraid to stand for God no matter what the world will say, even if it means losing their lives, men who are not afraid to call sin by its rightful name. Great men of God are courageous, just like Benaiah. It takes different shapes in different arenas, but courageous men of God dare to be different. They dare to challenge the status quo. No one was more courageous and ghastly than our Savior Jesus Christ. He was not afraid of offending the scribes and the Pharisees. Jesus Christ was not afraid of touching lepers and washing feet. He was not afraid of defending prostitutes and befriending tax collectors. And Jesus is looking for more courageous followers who can follow him just as he was. Christians who boldly proclaim the coming of the King and live holy lives in honor of the one who has died for them. The Bible says in Matthew 11 verse 12, that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and forceful men lay hold of it. Faithfulness to Jesus has nothing to do with maintaining the status quo or holding the fort. However, it has everything to do with competing for the kingdom and storming the gates of hell. Friend, stop living as if the purpose of life is to arrive safely at death. Pursue God-ordained passions. Set goals that is destined to fail without divine intervention. Stop hiding and let all those in your workplace, in your school, wherever you find yourself, know the Jesus Christ that you have. Stop making excuses to quit that habit and live a winning life for Jesus. Worry less about what people think about you and more about what God thinks about you. Change the lion, friend, and remember, if God is for you, who can be against you? Romans 8:31. Go all out for Jesus. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah, and with him on your side and within you, there is no lesser lion that you cannot change away. There is no problem that you cannot overcome. There is absolutely nothing that can overtake you because Jesus is your Lord. May the Lord bless you as you change the lion in your life today. Shall we pray? Divine Father, we thank you so much for this word. We ask that you grant us the strength and the spirit of Benaiah, that we would not settle for the status quo, but would make a difference in the world. Wherever we find ourselves, we would actually shine the light that is in us. May your name be praised forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.